I'm Mark Rumsey, WFAE News. North Carolina finally has a budget. Governor Pat McCrory signed the 260-page spending plan into law today. It's come with a few surprises, including what the state's chief financial officer calls the biggest change in how the state funds public schools since the 1930s. The state will no longer automatically pay for the number of additional students districts enroll each year. WFAE's Lisa Miller joins me in the studio now. Lisa, break this down for us a bit more. How have education budgets traditionally funded enrollment growth?
Okay, so North Carolina is a growing state, and that means public schools have to educate more and more students. CMS alone adds about 3,000 students each school year, and up until now, the state budget has automatically factored that growth into the next year's budget. For example, budgeters look at how many new students districts are expected to grow by and figure out how many new students how many new teachers and teacher assistants and a whole bunch of other resources those additional students will require. And that's factored into the next year's budget. Administrators let districts know in March how to plan for the following school year. And this is how the state has been doing it for decades.
So how is this funding plan changing now?
Well, instead of automatically funding that growth, those funds traditionally set aside for the extra students will have to compete against all other budget needs and priorities. Philip Price is the Department of Public Instruction's chief financial officer, and he says that means districts will have a much harder time planning. Here he is.
Once you establish formulas for public schools and you need to hire and recruit every year for the next year, if you do not know how many teachers you're going to be able to hire or if you're even going to get funded for that growth, you will not know that until the General Assembly adjourns.
And if the session ends in August like this year and districts do indeed get that money for growth, it's hard to hire more teachers then. Here's CMS Superintendent Heath Morrison.
That's maybe the most important part of this that we lose, not only the potential of having overcrowded classes until the corrections are made, but it's the caliber of the teacher in the classroom.
And the worst-case scenario for districts is lawmakers will decide not to pay for that growth.
Well, why did lawmakers go with this change?
Many lawmakers didn't know it was in the budget when they voted. I had no luck reaching one of the main budget writers, Representative Nelson Dollar, today, but he told the Raleigh News and Observer this change will make it easier for people to understand the budget, since in past years, he says, it looked like lawmakers were cutting the education budget when they were merely adjusting it because the amount of growth was lower than initially projected. He also said the General Assembly will always fund enrollment growth.
WFAE's Lisa Miller, thank you.
Thank you.